All right, let's move along as our friend Matt Connor, SB Nation Kansas City, is with us. And Matt, we've been talking about Castle to start the show, so I'm going to ask you the question. What would you need to see from Matt Castle where you could become a Castle, hey, this is the guy, the right guy to lead this team into the future? What do you have to do for you to be on board with the Castle?
I think four straight quarters would be nice first, right? We've had some good halves so far, but it's hard to argue with the results of the last two games until on the other side when you say, you know, the teams were winless and the defenses, like you guys have already been saying tonight. So I think everyone is saying banging the same drum of consistency. To me, that's just going to be key.
How do you think the Chiefs can go about making it so it's easier for Castle to be more consistent?
Well, that's a great question. I think only Matt Castle can do that, honestly. Really, from a beginning of the game perspective, I'm not sure who is game planning for the beginning of the games. You know, who's calling the plays? You know, usually you read that teams, really, no matter what the opposing defense shows, that they generally have the first 12 to 15 offensive plays of the game sort of scripted to develop the rhythm that they want to do. And it just looks like whoever's in charge of planning that first part of the game for the Chiefs it just hasn't been working out, and so they have to resort to these second-half heroics, which is great, and it makes for great, entertaining football, but certainly no one wants to be in that hole in the first place.
This is something that Carmen and I have talked about earlier in the week, but when do you think is the right time to extend Dwayne Bowe's contract?
Boy. That's a great question. I think for fans, probably immediately. I think it's good. Bo plays really well with a chip on his shoulder. Bo plays well, you know, with Haley as the coach. So I think that's really hard to tell. I think if the Chiefs lose through an upcoming brutal stretch in their schedule, you're going to have a lot of talk about the future and where they should spend money or not spend money, and that will come into the picture. If the Chiefs keep winning, obviously, it's probably going to be because Dwayne Bowe is continuing to do what he exhibited in the last game. And so everyone's going to be crying, you know, re-up this guy ASAP. So either way, it could become some sort of drama. Certainly, it would say a lot about Bowe if the team was losing and then he checked out. But I think knowing that he has something to play for in terms of that big payday, I think we'll probably continue to see the best of Dwayne Bowe this season.
Matt Connor, editor, SB Nation, Kansas City. Matt, you wrote about Dwayne Bowe and talked about the pre-Haley career and the post-Haley career. If Todd Haley is not here, which we all know is a possibility, would you feel comfortable that Dwayne Bowe will continue to progress? You know, if you're Scott Pioli enough that you're going to pay him, you know, a decent freight to be here?
I think so, personally. I mean, certainly Haley hasn't been around Larry Fitzgerald, and he continues to be an elite receiver. Anquan Boldin certainly fared just fine after Todd Haley left. I think, if anything, Haley has showed Bo the kind of receiver he can be, and that it isn't just about accumulating some stats on a team that's either good or bad, but instead it's about carrying a team, making the impact play that changes the game. I think Bo, even though his first couple years in the league, I mean, they were really historically good for such a young receiver to come in and produce at that level. I mean, it was really an exemplary 2 years. He still didn't carve his name into the game as we've really seen. I mean, even, you know, replaying that circus catch again and again this week, I've seen that all over the place on ESPN and in the national scene. And so I think Bo's starting to learn that he can really make his mark on a whole different level beyond the stats. And so certainly those are the kind of things that Todd Haley has seemed to impress on these very talented receivers that he's able to get his hands on.
Talking to Matt Connor, editor for SB Nation Kansas City. Matt, what would you say are your three things that you feel the Chiefs need to improve on after the bye week?
Boy, that's a good on the spot. I'd go back to what I said earlier. You know, you got to plan better for the beginning of the game to not fall behind like that. And I think you guys were right on it in terms of You know, why aren't we opening up the offense from the outset? I mean, now the majority of the talent on the team is in the passing game. I think certainly the addition of John Baldwin, whenever that happens, is going to really help the Chiefs have an excuse to do that. They're just going to have too many targets on one side. And, I mean, as great of a story as Jackie Battle is, I don't know that anyone is counting on the Chiefs, you know, having a new 100-yard rusher every game in that sort of mold. And so I think opening it up early is really key. I think the Chiefs' defense is really, at the same time, you know, you heard the story about Cornell coming in and kind of shaking up the locker room at halftime. And, so, again, even on the defense, I wonder, why is that sluggish? Why are both sides sluggish? I think some, you know, if I could count those as both one and two, I would claim that in some way, figuring out why are we so sluggish on both sides of the ball. And then, you know, ultimately, as much as Dwayne Bowe has been doing and as much as Steve Breslin has been getting in, it seems like the success of teams in the NFL are come down to as well as they're able to get the hands and the ball of their playmaker. And I think maybe the Chiefs are figuring out that Dwayne Bowe is that guy now that they've lost Jamaal Charles, went through sort of the shock of losing those guys. Now they have Dwayne Bowe is our guy, then they have to continue to get the ball in his hands a lot. And, you know, that's nothing earth-shattering, but that's just the reality of the Chiefs right now.
You and I have the exact same thing for number one and improving first-half offense, and then number two I had finding a role for Dexter McCluster. Dexter McCluster only had 12 snaps on Sunday. I mean, what exactly is his role with this team? What is his position? I mean, sometimes we see him out of the backfield. Other times he's catching passes. They have to figure something out with Dexter McCluster.
Man, you know, yeah, that's really interesting. It's in baseball, McCluster is akin to that special reliever who can throw 100 on the radar, but only is given, you know, 10 pitches, and then they shut him down. It's really difficult to say, well, he's so athletically gifted, and then only give him a few reps to do so. And certainly, you know, I'm not in the coach's seat, and I don't know fully the thought process behind that, but they brought him along slowly in his rookie year, and it felt like Chiefs fans and media just kind of nodded their head like, okay, yeah, I guess that's what we're going to do here. But in year two, especially with all the injuries, you got to give a guy with that much talent off the chart the chance to get into a game time groove. And, you know, I know he's little, and I know, you know, he can be injured. I mean, I we've heard all the stuff about him, but the reality is, I think any NFL player benefits from getting a lot of reps to be able to get into the groove at the game time speed. And practice can't do that. Workouts can't do that. And if McCluster's never able to do that, I just wonder. I'm seeing the same thing in Buffalo with T.J. Spiller, and you just shake your head and go, man, these guys aren't getting enough reps to even get into a groove, and you hope they hit a home run on a pinch hit at bat, so to speak.
Matt Connor, editor, SB Nation, Kansas City. Matt, we appreciate the time. Continue the great work.
Yeah, sure thing, man. Thanks so much, guys.
Thanks, Matt.
Absolutely. Matt Connor, editor, SB Nation, Kansas City.